God, then God showed it in the heavens.
Yeah.
Amen. To prove the reality of these things. And then the seven seals have been opened. To call the names of the living. Calling us out of blasphemous names. Come out of her, my people. To gather us in the only provided place of worship. Only one place God meets with man. Amen. That's in Jesus Christ. The place where he placed his name. And that's where the bride is. And the only way you can get in there is by a new birth. Amen. There's no other way to get in there. People can be in this building tonight. We can have an Eagle Bell buckle. We can have a Malachi 4 bumper sticker in our car. We can have a picture of the prophet in our home. Amen. But without the new birth, we have no legitimate claim on Jesus Christ. To have a legitimate claim on him, we must first have relationship. Amen. And that's what makes the bride special. Because only seed can be reborn. In non-seed there is nothing to quicken. They can hear it every day. They can feel the spirit every day. And still not be born again. But the elected will live out this mystery. These things will be identified in her life. Amen. And that's what gives her perfect faith. She sees her position in the Word. She sees her life and the Scripture matching together. That's what made Jesus the Messiah. He says, search the Scriptures. They testify of me. And if he's the bridegroom, and he's the Word, then the bride is part of the bridegroom. Eve was part of Adam. When God was making the first bride, he took part of the bridegroom to make the bride. He didn't take some more dirt from the earth. He took part of the bridegroom. And so the bride must be part of the Word. And we must recognize what part of the Word we are. Amen. Hallelujah. God has done it in such a way.
God heeft het op zo'n manier gedaan.
Then came back to his prophet.
En dan kwam hij terug naar zijn profeet.
Reveal it.
Hij openbaarde het.
He taught it to us.
Hij onderwees het aan ons.
That we might have confidence.
Zodat wij vertrouwen mogen hebben.
We might have positive identification.
Dat wij een perfecte identificatie hebben.
The identified Christ of all ages.
De geïdentificeerde Christus van alle tijdperken.
He was in Abraham.
Was
he was in Isaac.
Was in Isaac.
He was in Moses.
Was in Moses.
He was in Joseph.
In Joseph.
He was in Moses.
In Moses.
In Joshua.
In Joshua.
In David.
In David.
It was Jesus all the time. Being revealed. And in these last days, the identified Christ is now being identified in the bride.
In the bride
age. In that day. You will know that as I was in the Father, so I in you. And you in me. You shall know as you are known. You will see face to face. Hallelujah. When that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. The Holy Spirit will take this amnesia away. And we will look in the book. And we will know where we were before we were born. And we will know where we are going after we die. All the religions today, that is why they are confused. They don't know where they were before they were born. There's a blank space in the mind. They cannot think that far back. But revelation has come. to bring that knowing to the bride. They didn't know what state and form man would be in after he leaves his body. But the seven seals have been opened. A prophet went behind the curtain of time. Came back and opened the word to us. To reveal to us where we go after we die. Our pre-existence. Our earthly journey. And our eternal destination. Our origin and our destiny. Seven seals opened. Seven thunders uttered voices to show to us these great things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Look at Moses. His life was foretold. God told Abraham. Your seed will sojourn in a straight land. But I'll bring them back here again. With a mighty hand. In the fourth generation. Speaking about Moses. The deliverer. Who is going to come. And take them out. With a mighty hand. And bring them out. And that Moses was born, and his parents recognized this is the one that God prophesied. He lived for 120 years, first 40 years, he was in Egypt. Second 40 years, he was in the wilderness. Third 40 years, he came and took them out. He wasn't sick. He was strong in his body. His eyes wasn't dim. But God said, go up in the mountain and die. Amen. 1400 years after, he was seen with Jesus at Mount Transfiguration. Hallelujah. It's the comeback in the last days. Amen. Preach again. Think about it. The Bible shows where he was before he came in flesh. Bible showed us what his life on earth. And then the Bible shows his life after he left earth. His pre-existence. His earthly journey. His eternal destination. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Showing where we were in the thoughts. How we come into flesh. How we live out our purpose on earth. And where we go. What a great thing tonight. To be sitting in a place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where we can be gathered around a message. That came from the mouth of God. A word that was promised in the Bible.
A word that beloved was in the Bible.
A word that is designed.
A word that ontworpen is.
To bring this knowing unto us.
Om dit kennen aan ons te brengen.
To perfect our faith.
Om ons geloof te vervullen.
Take the fears and doubts out of us.
Om de vrees en twijfel weg te nemen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give us a perfect faith.
Geef ons een volmaakt geloof.
For the rapture.
Voor die opname.
This is the age.
Dit is de tijd.
Of perfect love.
Van volmaakte liefde.
And perfect faith.
En volmaakt geloof.
A people are going to come to perfect. And people that put on immortality under this message. This is why we are called to organization. Not just to come and say we're in the message, but to be raised up in this place, to live in this realization, to walk with this understanding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a great thing. Blessed be his wonderful name tonight. Amen. And we started here on Wednesday night to look at the book of Ruth. I'm going to be speaking out of it for the rest of the services. And I ask you to maybe take a little read in the book. Because the book is open. The seals is off of it. And we can look into it. And the mystery that was encrypted. God had a hidden secret in it. Is now being decrypted.
And it is now ontsloten.
Amen.
Amen.
That we can see a hidden revelation of our lives. We who live in the harvest time. We who live in this day when Israel come back in the homeland. Before Israel received the lost inheritance. Restored back to them. We are Gentile people who is coming to the economy of God. Amen. And during the harvest time, from a beggar, a gleaner, living off of the leftovers, we have been raised up into union, into marriage, into oneness with the great kinsman. Hallelujah! Something about our lives that has been taking place. God's purpose, God's hidden secret that He put in the Bible. Amen. And this knowing, we see our lives, not the life of the outward man, the life of the inner man. That's the one that God is dealing with. This outside life come by sex. But this word on the inside is predestinated to the word written in the Bible. Hallelujah! And now we are seeing how our lives are ordained. How God planned our lives. Before we even come here. He planned our lives. Glory. He ordained our experiences. It looked like ordinary living. But when the light of the word shines upon it. We realize God's hand. We are His workmanship, created unto good works. And He who begin the good work in us will perform it even until the day of Jesus Christ. And He has a pattern, a plan that He's working by to make your life match this word. Hallelujah. Amen. And then He reveals it. Oh my. And we know who we are. Amen. Amen. What a faith it gives us. What an expectation. That we know we are going in the rapture. Enoch knew he was going. Amen. That's right. Elijah knew he was going.
He
tell Elisha, if you see me go. Jesus knew he was going up. He said, I must go so the Holy Ghost would come. And go and tarry. Not many days from now is coming. He had to go. He knew the time. When Moses and Elijah comes. And they die. They will look in the word. And see it is 3.5 days they will remain dead. They will know how long they will preach. They will know where they will die. They will know how long their bodies will lay there. They will know how they'll be taken from the earth. Because it's already written in the Bible. Hallelujah. And they will know the position. The ministry is described. The works that they will do. So if everyone who was raptured know when they were going. And it's our turn now. Amen. Then we will know. And that's why this knowing
is
being brought to us under the word as we live up this mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God planned our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Remember the whole Bible. The whole mystery that lays in the Bible is to restore Eve back to her rightful position. And this is the age. She's going back to her rightful position. This light that we are walking in is taking us back there. Then how much more we will know. Amen.
Amen.
Because this is the hour to realize these things. To realize that you are special. God made you special. Amen. God made you so special you don't even have to try to make yourself special. Amen. As it unveils, you only have to believe it. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we are grateful tonight to be gathered in this place where you have raised up a servant who have declared the truth of this message. And dear God, where people believe. And dear God, it is so good to gather with believers that has the capacity to understand what you have done for us in this day and to come in this atmosphere, Lord, with expectations, gathered together with your children. We know that there is no limit to what you can do for us. We pray that faith would be stimulated in every heart. And you will give such insight that if there are any that has not yet receive these things that might be in our midst tonight, Lord, you will make it so real to them and to all of us, that everyone, Father, can be ministered into the place that you have ordained this message to bring us into. Granted, we pray. We ask that you will take full and complete control.
We vragen dat u volkomen alles onder controle zult
in this service.
In deze dienst.
May you meet every need.
Mogen u in elke nood voorzien.
Lord, whatsoever your children has need of tonight.
Heer, wat uw kinderen ook maar nodig hebben vanavond.
You said we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouths.
Als wij geloven in ons hart en beleiden met onze mond.
We shall never be ashamed.
Dan zullen wij nooit beschaamd zijn.
So may you do the exceedingly abundantly.
Zullen u dan het overvloedig en bovenmatig doen.
Above all that we can ask or think.
Boven alles wat we maar kunnen denken of vragen.
For we believe and pray.
Want wij geloven en bidden.
In the all-sufficient name.
In de almachtige en alvoorziene naam.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Ruth chapter 2. We're going to read from verse 1. And remember, we took yesterday we took that scripture in chapter 1. We took Ruth chapter 1. So you have an idea what lays in Ruth chapter 1. I'll just read verse 22, the last verse in chapter 1, and go to chapter 2. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest.
Also kwam Naomi weten en Rut de Moabitische schoondochter met haar die uit de velden Moabs weten kwam. En ze kwamen te Bethlehem in het begin van de gerstenoogst.
And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz.
Naomi had een bloedvriend van haar man, een man geweldig van vermogen van het geslacht van Elimelech, en zijn naam was Boaz.
Notice, we didn't read nothing of him in the first chapter.
We lazen niets van hem in het eerste hoofdstuk.
But now Naomi's back in her position.
Maar nu is Naomi terug in haar positie.
She's back in the homeland.
Is terug in haar thuisland.
She's in a destitute condition.
Is in een hele slechte toestand.
She don't have a inheritance.
Ze heeft geen erfdeel daar nou.
The mortgage is held by another.
Het wordt vastgehouden door een ander.
And she's come back.
En ze komt terug.
And if she has to get back those things, she will need a kinsman.
En als ze deze dingen terug wil hebben die ze verloor, dan moet ze een bloedverwant hebben.
Two widows coming back.
En twee weduwen komen terug.
Naomi and Ruth.
Naomi en Ruth.
And Ruth also.
En Ruth ook.
Her husband had an inheritance.
Haar man had ook een erfdeel.
And she also is a stranger in the land now.
En zij is nu ook een vreemde in het land nu.
And if she is to receive anything,
en als ze ook maar iets zou moeten gaan ontvangen,
she too needs a kinsman.
Dan heeft zij ook een bloedverwant nodig.
And so the first verse introduces us to the kinsman.
Dus het eerste vers introduceert ons aan een bloedverwant.
From this point on, he is the center of the book.
Van dit punt aan is hij het centrum van het boek.
Naomi cannot get no redemption.
Naomi kan geen verlossing krijgen.
Ruth cannot get no redemption.
Ruth kan geen verlossing krijgen.
Outside of him.
Zonder hem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is a mystery of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hij is de geheimenis van de Heer Jezus Christus.
Hallelujah. So look at Naomi, a type of the 144,000.
Kijk naar Naomi, een type van de 144,000.
And Ruth, a type of the bride.
En Ruth, een type van de bruid.
Both of them.
Beide hebben een.
Is going to know this one.
Zullen deze gaan kennen die ene.
At harvest time.
Bij de oogsttijd.
And that's the hour we are living in.
En dat is het uur waarin wij leven.
And we are told he's a mighty man of wealth.
En het is ons verteld dat hij een machtige man van vermogen is.
We are told he's a kinsman.
En het is ons verteld hij is een bloedverwant.
To Naomi.
And Naomi.
And we are told his name is Boaz.
En er is ons verteld zijn naam is Boaz.
It means in him is strength.
Dat betekent in hem is kracht.
And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter.
Ruth de Moabite zei unto Naomi, laat mij toch in het veld gaan en van de aarde oplezen achter die in wiens oog ik genade zou vinden. En zij zeiden dat haar geheim, mijn dochter.
And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers.
En ze ging heen en kwam er los op het veld achter de maaiers.
And her harp was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech.
En hij viel bij geval voor een deel van het veld van Boaz, die van het geslacht van Elimelech was.
It just seemed like it happened that way.
Het ziet eruit dat het zomaar gebeurde.
She didn't even know where she was going to glean.
Ze wist zelfs niet waar ze ging oplezen.
But right here we already begin to see the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Maar hier kunnen we zien de leiding van de Heilige Geest.
In the life of the elect.
In het leven van de uitverkoren.
Some of us didn't know how we end up in this message.
Sommigen weten zelfs niet hoe we deze boodschap terechtkomen.
But it's the guiding hand of God.
En het is de leidende hand van God.
That move us into Boaz's field.
Dat bewoog ons in Boaz's veld.
Where there's a redeemer.
Waar een verlosser is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee.
Zie, Boaz kwam van Bethlehem en zeiden tot de maaiers, de Heer is er met u, lieden. En ze zeiden hem, de Heer zegen u.
This was a majestic coming.
Dit was een majestueuze komst.
Because it said, behold, Boaz came.
See, there, Boaz
komt. Oh my, he's coming with such majesty.
Hij kwam met zo'n majesteit.
The coming of Boaz.
De komst van Boaz.
Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers.
Daarna zei de Boaz tot zijn jongen die over de maaiers gezet was. Wiens is deze jonge vrouw?
This is the chief one.
Dit is de chef.
The Bible said, and God set in his church.
En de Bijbel zegt, God set in zijn gemeente.
Set is to be placed positionally.
Hij zet ze daarin positioneel geplaatst.
And this is servant singular.
En dat is dienstknecht enkelvoud.
At harvest time.
Bij oogsttijd.
That Boaz comes to.
Daar Boaz naartoe komt.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Glory, he's in the field.
Hij is in het veld.
And root.
Amen.
She sees the mystery.
Zij ziet het geheimenis.
Of this coming of Boaz.
Van de komst van Boaz.
She sees him coming.
Ze ziet hem komen.
To this chief reaper.
Naar deze hoofdmaaier.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Who's that? And Boaz said unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this?
Daar is hij de boos tussen jongen die over de maaiers gezet was. Wiens is deze jonge vrouw?
There was so much reapers in the field.
Er waren zoveel van deze lezers in het veld.
Is harvest time?
Dus oogsttijd.
Employment for everybody?
Er was werk voor iedereen.
Every plus gleaners and everything else in the field.
Een heleboel oplezers daar en dan nog meer in de veld.
And Boaz comes.
En Boaz komt.
And his eye fell on that damsel.
En viel precies op deze jonge dame.
That character was standing out.
Dat karakter stak uit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It caught his attention.
Het trok zijn aandacht.
And he and his servant.
En hij en zijn dienstknecht.
Who is Boaz?
Wie is Boaz?
That's Jesus.
Jesus.
Revelation 10:1. Who is that chief servant?
Wie is deze hoofddienstknecht?
That is prophet.
Profeet.
Revelation 10:7. And they're talking, they're having conversation.
En ze spreken een conversatie.
About that bride.
Over die bruid.
Revelation 10:8-11.
Openbaringen 10:8-11.
Watch this here.
Let hierop.
This is happening when?
Dat is wanneer?
This is happening.
Dat het gaat schieten.
After Naomi's back in the homeland.
Naomi terug is in haar thuisland.
Before she received redemption.
Voordat zij verlossing ontvangt.
There's a coming of Boaz.
Er komt van Boaz.
To the chief servant.
Naar de hoofddienstknecht.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Ruth sees this.
Ruth sees this.
Oh my.
Hallelujah.
You look at that cloud and you see Boaz coming.
En je kijkt naar die wolken en je ziet Boaz komen.
When Ruth look up and lift up her head.
En wanneer Ruth omhoog kijkt en haar hoofd opheft.
How redemption was drawing nigh. Because that is the Redeemer. The kinsman. The mighty man of wealth. That is the one going to be a husband. Hallelujah. It's a mystery. In the book here. Glory. And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab.
En de jongen die over de maïs gezegd was antwoordde en zeide, deze is de Moabitische jonge vrouw.
And,
die met Naomi wedergekomen is uit de velden Moab.
And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves.
En zij heeft gezegd, laat mij toch oplezen en aren bij de garven verzamelen achter de maïs.
So she came and had continued even from the morning until now, and she tarried a little in the house.
En zo is zij gekomen en heeft gestaan van de smorgens af tot nu toe. Nu is haar huis in haar huis gebleven weinig.
Then Boaz said to Ruth.
Toen zei de Boaz tot Ruth.
Oh, that servant went and got and brought her into his presence. I could imagine she was trembling when she was coming. I could hear that servant still saying, don't be afraid. That's just his presence. Hallelujah! How many times we hear it on the tape? When they are coming to Boaz's presence, and the chief reaper stands there, he said, that is not going to hurt you. My sister. That's just his presence. Oh my, you're standing close to him. What a beautiful scene. Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field.
Hoort gij niet, mijn dochter, ga niet in om in een ander veld op te lezen.
Neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens.
Ook zult gij van hier niet weggaan, maar hier zult gij u houden bij mijn maagden.
Let thine eyes be in the field that they do reap.
Ogen zullen zijn op dit veld dat zijn maaien.
And go thou after them.
En gij zult achter haar lieden gaan.
Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee?
Heb ik de jongens niet geboden dat we hun niet aanroeren?
And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn.
Als u dorst, zo gaat door de vaat en drink van hetgeen de jongens zullen geschept hebben.
Then she fell on her face.
Toen viel zij op haar aangezicht.
And bowed herself to the ground.
En boog zich ter aarde.
And said unto him.
En ze zeiden tot hem.
Why have I found grace in thine eyes?
Waarom heb ik genade gevonden in uw ogen?
That thou shouldest take knowledge of me.
Dat gij mij kent.
Seen I'm a stranger.
Daar ik een vreemde ben.
Here she is in the presence.
Hier is die tegenwoordigheid.
Of the great headstone.
Van de grote hoofdsteen.
Just like Eliezer.
Net zoals Eliezer.
When he introduced Rebecca.
Toen Rebecca daar
to Isaac.
Aan Isaac.
Just like the chief servant.
Net zoals de hoofddienstknecht.
Introducing Ruth.
Hij introduceerde Ruth.
To Boaz.
Aan Boaz.
Just like John.
Net zoals Johannes.
Who closed up the Old Testament.
Die het Oude Testament afsloot.
And introduced them to the Lamb of God.
En hun voorstelde aan het Lam van God.
Just like the prophet.
Net zoals de profeet.
Introduce us to Jesus Christ.
Jezus.
It's the mystery.
Het is het.
This is the hour.
Is het.
The Bible speaks of it.
De Bijbel spreekt erover.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We read this with understanding.
Dit
because it's not an Old Testament story.
Het is geen Oud Testamentisch verhaal.
It's a mystery of prophecy.
Het is van profetie.
For the harvest time.
Voor de oogsttijd.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
She saw the epiphany.
En ze zag daar de epiphany.
She saw him appearing.
Ze zag hem verschijnen.
She saw his parousia.
Ze zag zijn
parousia. She
saw
him coming, Boaz.
Ze zag hem komen,
the
Boaz.
Lord of the harvest.
De Heer van de
the kinsman redeemer. The coming of the bridegroom of the Gentile bride.
Van de bruidegom naar de
she
heilige
saw
bruid.
It.
Ze zag het.
Oh my.
Amen.
She got in that presence.
Ze kwam in die tegenwoordigheid.
She was overwhelmed.
Ze was overweldigd.
She fell on her face.
En ze viel op haar aangezicht.
She's in the presence of the head stone.
Ze is in de tegenwoordigheid van de
hoofd. Greater than Solomon is here.
Groter dan Salomo is hier.
Hallelujah! Oh my, what a great thing, friends.
Wat een grote zaak, vrienden.
Glory be to God.
Glory to
May
God.
The Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. You may have a seat. Just hold the place in the Bible we'll continue to read. So here we have a scene now. This Gentile bride is in the presence.
Is in de tegenwoordigheid.
She's been introduced.
Is geïntroduceerd.
By the messenger.
Bij de boodschapper.
By the chief servant.
Bij de hoofddienstknecht.
To the kinsman.
Aan de bloedverwant.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Her redemption.
Haar verlossing.
Is locked up in him.
Is in hem opgesloten.
But she does not yet know him as redeemer.
Maar ze kent hem nog niet als verlosser.
She said, I'm a stranger to you.
Ik ben een vreemde voor je.
You take note of me a stranger?
Je neemt aandacht voor mij, een vreemde.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory. She came in the field to glean.
Zij kwam in het veld om op te lezen.
Leviticus 19.
Leviticus 19.
Just turn it.
Waar we naartoe gaan.
Whole route and just find this place. I'm going to show you something there.
Laten we iets gaan vinden daar.
Verse 9.
Vers 9.
God given a law here in Israel.
Okay, the wet here in Israel. Amen.
When you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest.
Als gij ook de oogst uw lands in oogsten zult, gij zult de hoek uw veld niet ganselijk afoogsten, en dat van uw oogst op te zamelen is niet opzamelen.
And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God.
Insgelijks zult gij uw wijngaard niet nalezen en de afgevallen bergen van de wijngaard niet opzamelen. De armen en de vreemdeling zult gij niet overlaten. Ik ben de Heer uw God.
And look at Leviticus 23.
En kijk naar Leviticus 23.
Verse 22.
Vers 22.
And when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest. Leviticus 23:22. Neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest, thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God.
Als gij nu de oogst uw land zult inoogsten, gij zult in uw inoogsten de hoek des veld die ganselijk afmaaien, en de opzameling van uw oogst niet opzamelen. Voor de armen en voor de vreemdeling zult gij ze laten. Ik ben de Heer uw God.
God had made provision.
God had daar een toebereiding gemaakt.
For strangers.
Voor vreemdelingen.
And for the poor.
En voor de armen.
Who had nothing.
Die niets hadden.
That at harvest time.
Dat bij oogsttijd.
He told his people.
Vertelde hij zijn volk.
He said, when you're going to reap your harvest,
wanneer je nou je oogst binnen gaat halen,
leave some in the corners of your field.
Laat daar wat in de hoeken van de veld liggen.
For the poor and the needy.
Voor de armen en de nooddruftigen.
Even for the stranger.
Zelfs voor de vreemdeling.
They have no claim in the land.
Ze hebben geen claim in het land.
But God is mindful of them.
Maar God is gedachtig aan hen.
God is thinking about them.
God denkt aan hen.
How many know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? He is still the same way today. He said, don't take every grape. Don't pick every fruit off your tree.
Neem niet elke vrucht van je boom af.
God is feeding the birds too.
God wil ook de vogels voeden.
Amen.
Amen.
Think of the poor and the needy.
Denk aan de armen en de nooddruftigen.
And so God said, leave some.
En hij zei, laat iets, zegt God.
So when they came back in the homeland.
Toen ze terugkwamen in hun thuisland.
Naomi is so... Is such an old woman.
En Naomi is zo'n oude vrouw.
She can't go out there to glean.
Ze kon daar niet uitgaan om op te lezen.
So Ruth, the young daughter-in-law.
Dus Ruth, de jonge schoondochter.
She said, let me go and glean.
Laat mij gaan om daar op te lezen.
Maybe Naomi says, you know, I don't know if they're going to accept you out there.
Naomi zei wel, ik ben niet of ze je zullen gaan aanvaarden.
You're Moabites.
Je bent een Moabiet.
You know, your people persecuted our people when we were coming through the wilderness.
Jouw volk was ons volk aan vervolgen toen wij door de woestijn kwamen.
Remember your king Balak? He got a false prophet named Balaam to curse us.
Weet je nog dat je koning Balak Biliam nam om ons te vervloeken?
And then remember how your race started.
En dan onthou hoe je race begon.
It was Lot who went with his daughter and had Moab.
Het was Lot die naar zijn dochter ging en Moab kreeg.
Your race comes from an incestuous relationship.
Your hele race komt van een incest gemeenschap.
And Deuteronomy chapter 23 tells us that you all can't come in the congregation.
En Deuteronomium zegt dat je zelfs de gemeente niet binnen kan komen.
You're gonna get persecuted out there.
En zelfs word je daar naar buiten vervolgd.
But then Naomi happened to think, she says, well, God made provision.
Dan Naomi begon te denken en zei, well, God heeft een toevereniging gemaakt.
If you go up there,
als je daarheen gaat,
and somebody tells you something,
en als iemand je iets vertelt,
and said, what are you doing in this field?
Wat doe je op dit veld?
You have no right to be in this field.
Je hebt geen recht om in dit veld te zijn.
You could say, but didn't the Lord make provision?
Dan kan je zeggen, heeft de Heer daar geen toevereniging gemaakt?
In Leviticus 19,
en Leviticus 19,
and Leviticus 23,
en Leviticus
for people like me, I am a stranger,
ik ben een vreemde,
I am poor,
ik ben arm,
I meet the qualification in the scripture.
Ik ontmoet de kwalificatie in de schrift.
So if I come here,
en als ik hier kom,
this is the basis for my faith.
Dit is de basis voor mijn geloof.
And if you turn me away,
en als je me afwijst,
then you dishonor your God.
Dan onteer je eigen God.
And you're not true to what you claim to believe as an Israelite.
En dan ben je niet berachtig omdat je vertelt dat je gelooft als een Israëliet.
Because you are slaves in Egypt.
Want je was zelf slaaf in Egypte.
And your God took you out of Egypt.
En je God nam je uit Egypte.
And your God gave you this land.
En je God gaf je dat land.
And your God says you should be kind to strangers and poor people like me.
En je God zei dat je vriendelijk moet zijn voor mensen en vreemden zoals ik.
So she gets some confidence.
Dus ze kreeg wat vertrouwen.
To go out in the field.
Om in het veld te gaan.
And she's gone out in the field.
En ze gaat het veld in.
As a poor person.
Als een arm persoon.
As a stranger.
Als een vreemde.
Not as bride.
Niet als een bruid.
See, we come in the message.
Oh, ik kom in de boodschap.
But we don't know all this about bride yet.
We wisten nog niet over bruid waren.
That's a revelation.
Dat is een openbaring.
That had to be open to us in a certain
dat
season.
Dat moet aan ons geopend worden in een zeker seizoen.
And I'm not just saying I am bride.
En ik kan zeggen van ik ben gewoon bruid.
When you say bride,
wanneer je bruid zegt,
you're talking about oneness.
Dan praat je over een eenheid.
Because marriage makes two one.
Want een huwelijk maakt van twee één. Amen.
And if you ain't one with him.
En als je niet echt één bent met hem.
And you're not reflecting him.
En je weerkaart hem niet.
And you don't have his character.
En je hebt zijn karakter niet.
You can't really claim marriage.
No. Dan kun je geen huwelijk claimen.
You can't really claim bride.
Dan kun je geen bruid claimen.
Because she must be in his own image in order to be united with him.
Ze moet in zijn eigen beeld zijn om te kunnen verenigd te worden met hem.
Amen. Amen. Bride means he lives in us.
Bride betekent hij woont in ons.
We are life of his life.
We zijn leven van zijn
spirit
leven.
Of his spirit.
Leven van zijn
word
leven.
Of his word.
Woord van zijn woord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So she comes in the field. She's elected.
Dus ze komt in het veld. Ze is uitverkoren.
That's us.
Dat zijn wij.
Divine guidance.
Goddelijke leiding.
Move us.
Beweeg ons.
Maybe she's coming. She's coming down the road.
Misschien komt ze daar langs de weg.
And she meets some gleaners.
En ze ontmoet some enige oplezers.
And some reapers.
En oogsters.
They say, hey, you're the one who came up with Naomi.
Hey, jij bent diegene die terugkwam met Naomi.
She said, yes, I am.
Ja, dat ben ik.
I'm going to glean to get some food for myself and Naomi today.
Ik ga wat aardoplezen daar zo om wat voedsel te krijgen voor mezelf en Naomi.
He said, oh yes, we had farming here for many. For some years we had famine.
Oh, we hadden voor vele jaren hier hongersnood.
But our God has sent back the former rain and the latter rain.
Maar onze God heeft ons de vroege en de late regen gezonden.
In these last days.
In deze laatste dagen.
And we have a great harvest coming up.
En we hebben een grote oogst die opkomt.
Oh my, we have plenty of bread in the house again.
We hebben genoeg, er is genoeg brood in het huis.
And while they're talking.
En terwijl ze spreken.
You know, they have the different plots coming along the way.
Weet je, ze hebben van die verschillende dingen langs de weg.
And different people was going off to the different field to work.
En ze hebben allemaal van jullie van deze deelde van het veld en mensen gingen naar verschillende delen van het veld.
She's in conversation.
En zij is in gesprek.
And all of a sudden,
en plotseling,
she finds herself in this field.
Vinden zichzelf in dat.
She had no specific plan to go there.
Ze had geen speciaal plan om daarheen te gaan.
Amen. But God has a purpose for her life.
God had een doel voor haar leven.
Because she had faith.
Omdat ze geloof had.
She had made a decision.
Ze hebben een besluit genomen.
Where thou goest will I go?
Waar je heen gaat, daar ga ik.
Your people shall be my people.
Zal mijn volk zijn.
Your God shall be my God.
God zal mijn
where you
zijn.
Die will I die.
Waar je sterft, zal ik sterven.
Remember all for the other daughter-in-law.
Weet je, voor die andere schoondochter.
You know, she cried first and said, Naomi, I will go with you. But then Naomi says, this is a hard life.
Naomi zei wel, dat is een hard leven.
You know, I'm an old woman.
Ik ben een oude vrouw.
I can't bring forth no more sons
ik
for you to marry.
Ik kan geen zonen meer voortbrengen voor jou te huwen.
This is our custom.
Dit is onze gewoonte.
We are governed by certain laws.
Wij worden geregeerd door zekere wetten.
God have dealt bitterly with me.
En God heeft bitterlijk met me gehandeld.
I am going back in my land and I don't even know if I'm going to have food to eat.
Ik ga terug in mijn land en ik weet zelfs of ik voedsel heb om te eten.
Because my inheritance, I can't redeem it.
Mijn erfdeel kan ik zelfs niet verlossen.
But I just have this urge to go back to the homeland.
Ik heb gewoon die trek om terug te gaan naar het huis.
Then you go back to your mother house.
Dus ik ga weer terug naar het huis van je.
And Orpha began to cry.
En Orpha begon te huilen.
And she went back.
En zij ging heen terug.
And Ruth.
En Ruth.
Watching this old woman.
Let er op die oude vrouw.
Lost husband.
Ze verloor haar man.
Lost her two sons.
Ze verloor haar twee zonen.
Her inheritance is forfeited.
Maar en haar erfdeel is daar verkocht.
She is so afflicted.
Ze is zo aangevochten.
And full of grief.
En vol met smart.
That she might even make the journey back home. She could die before she get back here. She's not even going back to property and house and land and these things. She's going back to live a life of a gleaner. Amen. And at that stage, Ruth could still look at that woman. So weak. Forsaken, afflicted, in a low state.
In een hele laag stadium.
But it wasn't the woman she was looking at.
Alleluia.
The heart had begun to catch an understanding of the God that this woman served. And this woman was the link. Hallelujah! Between Ruth and that God. And Ruth wanted to know that God. She said, what I have already experienced. And in my heart I believe this God loved me. And I want to put my life in the hands of this God. I want to trust him. You tell me about them stories. About Abraham.
Over Abraham.
And about Moses.
And about Moses.
And the great works of Joshua.
And the great of
how he stopped the sun. And Moses opened the Red Sea.
And Moses opened the Red Sea.
He said, that thrilled my heart.
Oh, set my heart.
You tell me about the prophets. How God came in a pillar of fire. And a pillar of cloud.
And
gave the prophet two signs.
And gave the prophet two signs.
How the impersonators rise up.
How
to impersonate the prophet. But that prophet could speak into existence. And they couldn't impersonate that third pole. I want to know this God. Hallelujah. I want to serve this God. And she knew that
Naomi
was the link between her and God. When you sit under a ministry and you are sitting under a man who get a hold of God. And you see God work through that man. And you see God do things while you sit here in church from week after week. And you see different people testify of that kind of blessing. You get a hold of a reality. Because you know, if God could come down in a man, a man can stay with the word of a prophet. And you can walk in that word. That's a link to you and that God who promised immortality in this hour, under this message. When you sit in a real church where there's no compromise, where people are just blessed. In church, but where the word is alive. Hallelujah! A that way of faith is growing. You will leave everything. Just tell her that. She left father. She left mother. She left the gods of Moab. She was going to that land. She didn't know where she was going. Like Abraham. By faith she went out. Not knowing where she's going. She's obeying the voice. Something in her heart tells her, my destiny is in that land. And this woman is a link to me and my future. Hallelujah! I'm going. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee. Stop this talk, Naomi. My mind is made up. I am going. For better or for worse. Riches or poverty. Till death do us part. Hallelujah! And she went out there. And God always honors people that can make a clean-cut decision. People who can be decisive. People who can take the word of God in their heart and water it. Amen. People who are hungering for greater reality. Watch the hunger of the elect at harvest time. Hallelujah! Watch out. Little did she know she was going to come into a field and see the coming of Boaz to the chief reaper. She was going to see the seventh seal, the seventh seal mystery. She was going to come into union. Hallelujah! She was going to come into full redemption. But little did she know when she sat there on that stone that day. And Naomi was talking. And she looked at the setting of the sun. And something in her heart tells that this chapter of your life is closed. Moab has nothing for you. You might be born in a perverted race. You might live in a perverted society. But you are hearing about an eternal God. A living God. Hallelujah! And something in her heart. Because she's an eagle. She ain't no chicken. She ain't no hawk. Like Orpha. She's an eagle. She wanna fly. She's a fowl. Amen! That's you tonight. That's eagle faith. In the Bible. At harvest time. Being revealed. The kind of faith that's going to bring you into union with the great kinsman redeemer. Hallelujah! That is going to bring you right into our inheritance. That will bring you into oneness. A uniting time where you unite with the Word Himself. Hallelujah! Where she's going to be pregnant with that very Word. Bring forth the very life of this kinsman. Hallelujah! Glory! But look at the faith is coming out. You might sit here tonight. The devil might want to have you discouraged. He may want to distract you with pleasures, with different things of the world. But if you can hear his voice tonight, hallelujah! That Ruth heard the voice. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. A word that is telling you about immortality. This is the hour. Do you believe that? This is the age where a bride will put on immortality. This is the hour. The tears and the chaff will be burned with fire. This is the age the wheat would be gathered in the garner. Half is time. Glory. It's all been revealed. And Ruth was hearing it. Naomi said, give us half his time. I must bring the homeland. Something tell me. It's time to go.
She
said, Naomi, you don't have enough money for the transportation. The last of the money went in to bury your two sons. She said, I'll walk part of the journey. I will hitchhike. And what little I have remained, I'll pay the passage to get back. But something tell me, I need to be in the homeland. Hallelujah! Look at the Jews. They try to keep them out of
Israel.
The British divide up the land. Play politics with them. Make relationship with the Arabs. But them Jews, after World War II, something was saying, get back into the land of your fathers. Get back in the land of your fathers. And they begin to go. Amen. Something was driving them to get back in that hour. Because that's Naomi. A type of Israel coming back to the homeland. Naomi, a mystery of the prophecy. Concerning the elected Jews who were to get redemption and receive the lost inheritance restored back to them, who will come and receive a visitation from the kinsman redeemer. Hallelujah! Who will get the squatters of the land. Hallelujah! And who will reinstate them back in the inheritance. It cannot come out politics. It's not going to come out of the minds of men. Because it's not so in the Bible. It's the kinsman Boaz that did it. It is the kinsman Boaz that did it. That's why they have half a week. And they go back there. And then half a week. He sent two witnesses. They speak about him. Then he comes in the scene. Joseph. Coming to make himself known to his brothers after his wife is dismissed from the palace. Boaz coming to do the redemption. Take Ruth to his house. And then the baby is passed on to Naomi. Oh my! Look at it. Laying in the Bible. The program of God. The plan of God for this age. Amen. It is more accurate than the news from CNN and BBC. Amen. It is the plan of God for the hour. See up in the Bible and the Holy Spirit. Open the revelation. A prophet. Kinsman Redeemer. Glory be to preach to us. A mystery. That is to happen in these last days. Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
Open by the host of three
churches. Seven church ages. The church go up in the fourth chapter. And from the fourth to the 19th chapter. He's dealing with
Israel.
Naomi. We have half a week. After Ruth goes up. Hallelujah. What a time, friends. It's in the Bible. The whole book of Revelation is in the book of Ruth. The book of Genesis is in the book of Ruth. Because in Genesis,
Adam and Eve
was in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what happened? Man fell. They forfeit the inheritance. But God promised a kinsman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who's going to come and redeem the lost inheritance? And bring them back in. Glory.
Amen.
The book of Genesis is there. Hallelujah. The book of Romans is there. That during Israel blindness. The Gentiles came in. Amen. And then chapter 9 to 11. In the book of Romans. Israel blindness is only in part. Hallelujah. And the eye is going to be opened. And the message is shalom.
And the boodschap shalom.
He said, no, the Gentiles is blind.
And Israel wouldn't die in the blink.
So God is getting ready to go back to Israel. Israel was blinded. So he could come to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Now the Gentiles are blinded. They reject the Messiah. Amen. In the ecumenical move. The tears are being bundled together. Amen. But the wheat is being gathered. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
So it's happening.
All the prophecies
of the Bible.
On the Bible.
Laying here. And I read for you that quotation. I'll read it again. Because there's some who is here tonight that wasn't here on Wednesday. From Kinsman Redeemer. He said, and this story was written. And all the old manuscripts. When they were segregating the Bible. The holy men, when they were trying to put it together in the Old Testament. This book of Ruth was one of the outstanding books that the sages accepted this book as inspired.
This book for Ruth was one of the outstanding books that was aanvaard. Waarom?
He said, just, why, if it's just a love story, why would the writers and ancient sages accept this book as inspired?
Waarom zouden de schrijvers en de oude verhalen gezegd dat dit boek geïnspireerd is?
Many people question this book being in the Bible.
Vele hebben dit boek betwijfeld dat het in de Bijbel
is. There's only two books in the Jewish Bible.
Er waren slechts twee boeken in de Joodse Bijbel.
Written, that is named after women.
Dat is geschreven en genaamd naar
And women with Gentile names.
En allebei met heiden namen.
Ruth.
Ruth.
And Esther.
En Esther.
That's right.
That's right.
Two books in the Bible.
Twee boeken in de Bijbel.
And these two books.
En deze twee boeken.
It show how they come into marriage.
En tell you hoe je komt in een huwelijk.
How this great oneness.
Deze grote eenheid.
Jesus prayed.
Jezus bad.
Father, that they may be one.
Vader, dat zij één mogen.
As I and you are one.
Als ik en u één ben.
And the book of Esther.
En in het boek van Esther.
Is placed between Nehemiah and Job.
En is geplaatst tussen Nehemia en Job.
In the Hebrew Old Testament,
and in Hebrews, our Testament,
Ezra and Nehemiah was one book.
Was Ezra and Nehemiah one book?
Because Ezra and Nehemiah.
Ezra and Nehemiah
speaks of the Jews
from the Joden
coming out of Babylon,
Babylon
and going back to the homeland, back to the land of the fathers,
terug naar het land van hun vaders.
At the end of the seventh decade.
Aan het eind van dat zevende tijdperk.
They were in Babylon for 70 years.
Ze waren daar in Babylon voor 70 jaar.
70 years is 7 decades.
70 jaar is 7 tijden.
A type of 7 church ages.
Een type van 7 tijdperken.
And at the end of the 7th decade.
En aan het eind van die zevende.
They went back. The Jews went back to the homeland.
Gingen de Joden terug naar hun thuisland.
To do what?
Om wat te doen?
Rebuild the temple and wait for Messiah.
Om de tempel te herbouwen en te wachten op de Messias.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. And what is Job?
And what is Job?
Job is the resurrection.
Job is opstand.
The oldest book in the Bible.
The oldest book from the Bible.
With the greatest vision.
Met de grootste visie.
Of the kinsman redeemer.
De grootste visie van.
Though his kin wounds destroyed his body.
Ook al hebben mijn huid voor hem zijn verbroken.
Yet I will see him on the earth.
Job zal ik hem zien op de
aarde. I know my redeemer.
En ik zal mijn verlosser kennen.
Live it. Hallelujah. The resurrection. Full redemption. The redemption of the body. So between the Jews going back in the homeland. And the resurrection.
En de opstanding.
1946. The Jews begin to go back in the homeland.
De Joden terug te gaan.
And the resurrection.
En de opstanding.
Is yet to take place.
Moet hier plaatsvinden.
And the book of Esther.
En het boek van Esther.
Is placed.
Is geplaatst.
Between Nehemiah and Job.
Is tussen Nehemia en Job geplaatst.
Between the Jews going back in the homeland.
Tussen de teruggaan van de Joden naar het
And the resurrection.
En de opstanding.
And the book opens.
En het boek gaat open.
With the seven voices.
Met de zeven stemmen.
Of the king.
Van de koning.
That spoke on the seventh day.
Dat brak op de zevende dag.
And Vashti,
en Vashti
rejected the seven voices of the king.
Verwierp de zeven stemmen van de koning.
And she was put away.
En ze werd weggedaan.
And the king chose a virgin bride.
En de koning koos een duidelijke bruid.
Who was Esther?
Die Esther was.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
It's a mystery.
Het is een geheimenis.
And many people.
En vele mensen.
They question these two books.
Ze verstellen deze boeken in twijfel.
They couldn't see nothing in Esther.
Ze konden niks zien in Esther.
Why it should be going in the Bible?
Waarom dat het in de Bijbel moet?
Even Martin Luther.
Zelfs Martin Luther.
Took the book.
Een ander boek.
And threw it in the river Elbe.
Hij gooide het in de rivier de Elbe.
And he said, this is Jewish, this is pagan imagination.
Hij zei, dit is heiden voorstelling.
Because the temple is not mentioned in the book.
Om de tempel wordt niet genoemd.
Jerusalem is not mentioned.
Jeruzalem wordt niet genoemd.
The law is not mentioned.
En de wet wordt niet genoemd.
The God is not mentioned.
En God wordt daar niet genoemd.
And they say, who is the purpose of this book?
Wat moet je doen met dit boek?
But it had a secret.
Amen.
Concerning a people.
Betreffende een volk.
In the days.
In de dagen.
After the Jews go back in the homeland.
Dat de Joden terug gaan naar hun thuisland.
Before the resurrection.
Voor de opstanding.
The book of Ruth.
Het boek van Ruth.
Has a mystery.
Hebben geheimenis.
Amen.
Amen.
Also. Of Naomi, the Jews going back in the homeland before they receive full redemption. And in between those times, Ahasuerus and Esther got married. Boaz and Ruth got married.
Boaz and Ruth.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Showing that there's a secret that is taking place at harvest time. It was written for this hour. No church for seven church ages. It could make sense to them. It was written for our last day people. Hallelujah! And that's what we are catching here. Something about our lives. In the book.
In this book.
Amen.
Amen.
A special people.
A special volk.
On the earth.
Of the earth.
Because this seventh seal.
Omdat dit zevende zegel.
Is a secret.
Is een geheimenis.
Is not for the world.
Is niet voor de wereld.
It is for the bride.
Het is voor de bruid.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
So we are seeing here.
Dus we zien hier.
In these books.
In deze boeken.
God had hidden things sealed up.
Of God verborgen dingen.
And when they questioned the book,
en toen ze de boek in vraag stelden,
the prophet is saying,
zei de profeet,
he said, but there is a hidden revelation in it.
Hij zei, maar er is een verborgen geheimenis in.
And in this hidden revelation,
en in deze verborgen geheimenis,
you catch the real meaning,
vat je de echte betekenis,
it will bring you real close to God.
Het zal je werkelijk dicht bij God brengen.
Amen. He said, I pray with my whole soul this morning.
Ik bid met mijn hele ziel deze morgen.
That God will catch every heart so spellbound.
Dat God elk hart zo vastpakt.
Till he reveal himself just what he is in this story.
Totdat hij over zichzelf openbaart wat hij is in dit verhaal.
What he is to you.
En wat hij is voor u.
And how to accept him.
En hoe hem te aanvaarden.
And when you once see it.
En wanneer je het eenmaal ziet.
It's so simple.
Dan is het zo eenvoudig.
You wonder how you ever went over the top of it.
Dan vraag je jezelf af hoe je er over het hoofd kon zien.
But it can only be revealed by the Holy Spirit.
Maar het kan alleen maar geopenbaard worden door de Heilige Geest.
Amen. And look at some of the things.
En kijk naar enige van deze dingen.
We are seen in the book.
Die wij zien in de boek.
From 1946.
Van 1946.
To 2006.
Naar 2006.
60 years. From Naomi coming back in the homeland.
60 jaar van Naomi terugkomen naar het huisland.
To where we stand.
Naar waar wij staan nu.
Ruth.
Ruth.
The elect of God.
De uitverkorene van God.
That has come through deciding.
Dat kwam door beslissing.
Serving.
Door dienen.
Resting.
En rusten.
And going to come into reward.
En komen naar haar beloning.
Amen.
Amen.
And as we watch these steps in her life.
En als we letten op de stappen in haar leven.
We will see the plan of God.
Dan zien we het plan van God.
How he is working with the elect.
Hoe dat hij werkt met die uitverkorene.
And there are many, many other things.
En er zijn vele, vele andere dingen.
In this book.
In dit boek.
Because in this book we see the reapers.
In dit boek zien we de oogsters.
And we hear how Boaz instruct the people.
En we zien dat daar Boaz, hoe dat hij de volk instructie gaf.
Follow the reapers.
Volg deze oogsters.
Keep your eyes in the field that they reap.
En hou je ogen op het veld wat zij lezen.
You have to know to follow the ministry you're under.
Je moet volgen de bediening waar je onder bent.
You have to know how to obey the ministry you're under.
Je moet leren hoe je moet gehoorzamen aan de bediening waar je onder bent.
You get an idea how pastors.
Je kan bijna gaan predikers vinden.
With that kind of faith.
Met dat soort geloof.
Many people try to have a faith in the pulpit.
Vele mensen proberen een geloof te hebben in de preekstoel.
And then when you meet them outside the pulpit.
En wanneer je ze buiten de preekstoel ontmoet.
You realize they're dry.
No
inspiration.
Geen inspiratie.
So you realize most of the preaching is a kind of pulpit performance.
Dan zie je dat die prediking alleen maar een preekstoel voorstelling.
They psych up the mind to come in the pulpit.
Ze maken hun gedachten in orde om naar de preekstoel te komen.
But when you meet real faith.
Maar wanneer je echt geloof ontmoet.
You're sitting by the table eating.
Dan zit je aan de tafel daar eten te.
You're in the car driving.
En in de auto rijden.
You're walking in the street and you're talking.
En je wandelt daar in de straat.
That faith is alive.
Dat geloof is.
Because you have a channel of communication.
You're
walking in your position. A revelation that is open to you from the Word. And you are linked up with omnipotence. You link up with omniscience. A present tense God. Hallelujah. Lord, I am with you always. Hallelujah. And the Lord was with them, confirming their word with signs and wonders. Hallelujah!
Amen.
He said, keep your eyes on the reapers. Watch the field that they reap. When they go in the word to bring the food out, to bring the grain, to feed you, to give you nourishment that will sustain you. Watch the field that they're reaping.
Let op wat voor veld ze lezen.
Sometimes they bring the food out of Genesis.
Soms brengen ze het voedsel uit Genesis.
Sometimes they bring the food out of Exodus.
Soms brengen ze het uit Exodus.
Sometimes over in the book of Revelation.
Soms in de boek van Openbaring.
Sometimes over in Hebrews.
Soms in Hebreeën.
And you're watching the reapers.
En je let daar op deze oogsters.
Because they are Boaz reapers.
Want ze zijn van Boaz deze.
I will send my angels in the field.
Ik zal mijn engelen in het veld zenden.
At harvest time.
Oogstijd.
Amen.
Amen.
They will separate.
En zij zullen scheiden.
They have the sickle of truth in their hand.
De sickle de waarheid in hun handen.
Sharp sickle.
Heel scherpe sickle.
We'll cut that wheat.
Waar het daar dat afslaat.
And reap it clean.
En het maakt het totaal.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see a reaper with a sickle in his hand.
Die daar een oogster met een sickle in zijn hand.
You know he ain't no theologian.
Dan weet je dat hij geen theoloog is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know he's been set by Boaz to reap that field.
Weet je dat hij gezet heeft door Boaz om dat ding.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
You understand where you are. You appreciate where God placed you. You recognize the presence of God among you. And the word is alive to you. Amen! You know these things are being interpreted. Because to the bride, she's not preaching about some historical thing. She's not just praising God for what he did in the past. And talk about what he's going to do one day in the future. She recognized him in the present tense.
In
the very midst.
In the
hallelujah. Seeing the word breaking and unfolding. Walking in the symphony of the word. In the rhythm of the message of the hour. Oh my.
Amen.
Where something is happening. God is fulfilling his word. That's how it is. You believe that? That's how it is, friends. We have so much theology today that put people asleep. Desensitize people. Put the mind in some other thing. Talking all kind of strange intellectual talk. That they miss the reality. Of the word coming to pass. Amen. But the elect. That's where she lives.
That is where she lives.
Because she knows.
Omdat zij weet.
Under this message.
Onder deze boodschap.
It's not magic. Every piece of ground she have to take, she have to fight for it. But the angel of God is given the strategy how to fight the warfare and possess the inheritance and come in and be placed in that inheritance and then refuse to be shaken from your place. You know, to hold your place and fight for more. Some people, they fight, they gain it today, they lose it tomorrow. They're always up and down. Amen. You don't have to wind them up and pump them up. But what's the real believer? When they take it, they know how to keep it. They refuse to be shaken from it. And they fight and take more. Until all that God has given belongs to them. Amen. They can look back at their lives and see how they have grown in the world. From faith unto faith. Coming as a green Christian. But today they mature. They are seasoned. They are established in the world. Rooted and grounded. Amen. They come through trials and testing. And they prove that they are overcomers. Hallelujah!
Amen.
They ain't complaining. In the good times, they praise His name. And the bad times, they do the same. Hallelujah! And they don't just worship when things are all easy and nice. But like Abraham, when he said, offer up your only son, the one you love the best. He can say, the lad and I go to worship. That's when he can worship. Like Job. He lost his property. Lost his children. Lost his health. But he said, I refuse to sin with my lips. He bowed his head and he worshiped God. That's the time to worship. Today people talk about worship. And they mean making some noise. And bubble dancing. Oh, everybody likes that. But there's something a little deeper than that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can worship when everything is taken from you. At your highest times, you can stand here because you know the plan for the age. You know how God is building His masterpiece. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know His suffering and then glory. Hallelujah. After you carry the cross, you exchange it for a crown. You don't know hothouse plant, they have to baby and spray all the time. You love the hard message that skin your hide sometimes. Amen. That expose your sin. You don't feel bad. You don't feel bad? I'm going to leave that church. I can't take it no more. No. You thank God for the very truth to be spoken with love. Hallelujah. You sure you can take the word? Because you don't want to go and sit under some compromising gospel. Somebody just wants to see membership. Amen. You want a word with character. Hallelujah. It can encourage you. It can lift you up. It can strengthen you. And it can strip you. It can lay you naked in the air. It can wound you. But it can heal you. Hallelujah. Glory. be to God. This is the reality. That's where you find a real home church. With character. You'll find a field. Where Boaz is. Watching the harvest time. Them men was binding them sheaves. Hallelujah. They was cutting down. Glory. They were sweating in the field. They were sharp in that sickle. And they was in the heat of the sun. That no kind of soft baby thing. Amen. And the Lord of the harvest was coming like lightning. Yeah, a blast shook the earth. And he was coming. And the chief servant already had a vision of it. So he went towards the west. And Boaz came straight to him. He bypassed every other reaper. When he was coming to the field, he came to that man. Because he had set that servant over the rest. Hallelujah! And Ruth came in the field. And she met him. She hadn't met Boaz yet. But she met him. Talking about, I was commissioned. He came to me that night. When they hoisted the 6-point star David. When Naomi was back in the land. That's when he sent me out. And he was in the field. And now she comes in the field. And she's seen him. He has to be the chief. He has to be the chief. She saw that pillar of fire hanging there. She saw him discerning under vision. She knew he was a different quality of reaper. She saw the kind of authority invested in him. She didn't see that in the other reapers. Or Robert and Billy Graham. They were gathering the tears in the field. The ecumenical move will bind the tears. Amen. But he was sent for the wheat. Glory. He was sent for the wheat. At harvest time, you employ many people. But then Boaz had reapers from Bethlehem. Reapers from his tribe. From Judah. From the Messiah lineage. When you go in a church, you have to know that church is in the Messiah lineage. You have to know in the right church. Not every church expecting the Messiah. And he's not just coming through any and any people. Because he had to be born through that tribe. Hallelujah! Had to be people with a promise. And you listen for that word.
And you listen to that word.
And you watch that servant.
And you let him teach
him. And you see how he's influenced.
And you see how he's influenced.
But about which influence?
Influence.
Amen. Two wings over his face. Two wings over his feet. Flying with two wings. Not somebody with some kind of wild fanatical business trying to fly with six wings. One with reverence. One with humility. But also one in action. Hallelujah! With an influence. That's not an earthly influence. From some man-made king in some man-made kingdom. You watch the influence in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my. That's why I like to come here. I don't like to go everywhere. But I don't have time to waste. Amen. I don't have no message just to suit any make believer or lukewarm believer. I ain't sent to feed chickens. Ask them for the eagles. People who want to know their position in the world. People who are interested in knowing the plan for the age. People who want to know what has happened from 1965 to 2006. From 1946 to 65. The chief reaper was here. But from 1966. to 2006, the last 40 years, Ruth is in the field. She's getting Boaz. She's getting personal attention from Boaz himself. Hallelujah! Glory!
Hallelujah.
But when she came in the field first,
she
saw the chief reaper. He introduced her to Boaz. She saw the coming. She saw the epiphany. She saw the apocalypse. She saw the parousia. She saw this great one descending, coming straight to his servant. Hallelujah! Glory! Revelation 10:1. Coming to Revelation 10:7. Asking her about Revelation 10:8-11. Revelation 10:8-11 is still here. That's Ruth. Revelation 10:1 is still here. That's Boaz. But Revelation 10:7 is beyond the curtain. He's gone off the scene. Naomi is still here. She's in the land of Palestine, waiting for the restoration of her inheritance. Amen. But here, Ruth, I'm showing you in chapter 2, 1946, chapter 1. They came in at barley harvest. Amen. After World War II. World War II is 1939 to 1945.
World War II is 1939 to 1945.
The Jews rushed back into their homeland.
De Joden werden teruggedreven naar hun thuisland.
May the 7th, 1946.
En dan in?
May the 7th.
May the 7th, 1946.
The six-point star David flew over Palestine.
Was daar wapperende ster van David, de zespuntige ster.
The angel appeared to the prophet.
De engel kwam naar de profeet.
The chief reaper.
De hoogste.
Send him in the field.
Hij zond hem de veld in.
Go with it. Go into the world now with the message. Hallelujah. Why?
Waarom?
Naomi and Ruth has come back.
Naomi and Ruth zijn teruggekomen.
Hallelujah. 1963. Ruth sees Boaz coming. She's been hearing about him. She's been listening to the chief reaper. She said, I want to glean in this field. He said, come on. He knows the mind of Boaz. He knows Boaz is a single man.
I read that Boaz and Amonis.
He knows Boaz looking for a wife.
And I read that Boaz that he and my friend and Jonathan.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
And he sees this girl.
And I see that there's the man.
He sees the fate.
I see her cloth.
He said, that's the kind of fate that attract Boaz. He says, stay in this field. Hallelujah! Then she saw him coming. Oh, when she saw him coming. To that servant.
And he did crack.
The mystery of the seventh seal. If you are in this message, you can't go in the rapture until you see something about that coming. That's right. That's the center of the message.
That's the center of the boodschap. Amen.
The signs was to attract their attention. He went up 1946. In the healing revival. With the first pole. And the second pole. What it was. Signs. What were they for? To attract the attention of the people. To get them ready for the voice. A message to follow the signs. 1963. Here's the message following the healing revival. Seven thunders. Utter the voices. Let me show that in the Bible. Turn to Revelation. Chapter 8. These things will help you see that the book of Ruth has a hidden revelation, a mystery concerning the last day bride. Her life is laying there. How God will work to bring her into union with him is here in the book. When you have a shadow, it takes a substance, some object, that the light could strike that object,
Dat voorwerp komt erachter.
And that object casts a shadow.
En dat voorwerp brengt een schaduw.
When you see a shadow,
wanneer je een schaduw ziet,
the shadow indicates to you,
de schaduw laat het u zien,
what the object will be like.
Wat het voorwerp hoe het eruit ziet.
Because the shadow is a reflection.
Omdat de schaduw is een weerkaatsing.
From the object.
Van het voorwerp.
Well, the Old Testament was a shadow.
En het Oude Testament was een schaduw.
If Boaz is a type of Christ,
als Boaz een type van Christus,
harvest time,
oogsttijd,
is a type of the wheat age.
Is een type van de graanoogst.
Naomi is a type of Israel.
Naomi een type van Israël.
The reapers in the field is a type of the ministers.
De oogsters daar in het veld zijn de predikers.
Ruth is a type also.
En Ruth is ook een type.
And if we recognize the Boaz type,
en als wij het type van Boaz herkennen,
Kinsman Redeemer, who is born in Bethlehem.
Because
Boaz was born in Bethlehem. Boaz was of the tribe of Judah.
Boaz was ook van de stam van Juda.
Amen.
Amen.
Boaz is Naomi kinsman.
Boaz is the bloedverwant van Naomi.
Israel have a kinsman.
Israel have a bloedverwant.
He came to the Jewish race.
Hij kwam door het Joodse ras.
He came to the tribe of Judah.
Hij kwam door de stam van Juda.
He was born in Bethlehem.
Geboren in Bethlehem.
He is the one.
Hij is degene.
Who's going to marry a bride.
Die daar een bruid gaat huwen.
He was in the midst of the elders.
Hij was in het midden van de ouderlingen.
By the gate.
Bij de poort.
Amen.
Amen.
Doing the kinsman work.
Hij deed het bloedverwant werk.
Revelation 5.
Openbaring.
He is in the midst of the elders. Doing a kinsman work. Amen. Revelation 19. He's taking a Gentile bride. Revelation 21. The Lamb's wife.
The vrouw van de
land. Amen. And that same one is going back to Israel. To get 144,000. Because Revelation 10, he has an open book. Calling the names.
Hij roept de namen.
Coming to get Ruth.
En hij komt daar om Ruth te nemen.
But Daniel 12.
Maar Daniel 12.
He had Michael.
Hij Michael.
Has the open book.
Hij heeft het open boek.
Delivering the names.
Hij verlost de namen.
Of the Jews.
Of the Joden.
The elected ones.
That's
right.
He
get Naomi also.
Naomi.
The same one.
Dezelfde.
That takes root.
Is
the one who digs Naomi.
Naomi.
So that is in the book of Ruth. That is in the book of Revelation. And that is happening now.
En dat gebeurt nu.
In
Amen.
This hour.
In dit uur.
That's why Israel come back in the homeland.
Daarom kwam Israël terug in het huis van Amen.
So it's happening.
Dat is
geschikt
nu.
So all those things are happening.
Dus als al deze dingen geschieden.
You are not the chief reaper.
Dan bent u niet de hoofdoogst.
You are not Naomi.
U bent Naomi niet.
You are Ruth.
Dan ben je Ruth.
But then the mystery of your life.
Dan is dat geheimnis van uw leven.
Is there.
Is daar.
If Israel.
Als Israel.
Is going to get the inheritance.
Als hun erfdeel gaan krijgen.
Did Naomi get hers?
Dan krijgt Naomi de haren.
That's right.
Dat is waar. Amen. Amen.
So then when you see your part.
Wanneer je dan jouw deel ziet.
You have to be the substance.
Dan moet jij de voorwerp zijn.
That casts the shadow.
Die de schaduw wierp. Amen.
Amen.
Halleluja.
So there is something about your life.
Er is iets over uw leven.
That you didn't know.
Waar je niet van wist.
But that's what the scripture says.
Dat is wat de schrift zegt.
You shall know.
Je zal kennen.
As you were known.
Als je, zoals je gekend bent.
You will see face to face.
Je zal van aangezicht tot aangezicht zien.
You will look in the family album.
Je kijkt in het familiealbum.
I said, that's me.
Dat ben ik.
Hey man,
that's me. That's my life.
That's my life. I'm living at harvest time.
Ik leef hier in de oogsttijd.
For 2,000 years.
For 2,000 years.
They couldn't preach harvest time.
Ze konden geen oogsttijd prediken.
Harvest time is the end of the world.
Oogsttijd is het einde van de wereld.
The fig tree.
De overwinning. De vijgenboom.
Put forth no buds until 1946.
En dat zijn knoppen niet uit laten botten tot en met 1946.
When the Jews begin to go back in the homeland.
Toen de Joden teruggingen naar hun thuisland.
That's the last generation.
Dat was de laatste generatie. Amen.
And only in this day.
En alleen in deze dag.
We see Boaz come to the chief servant.
Zien we dat Boaz naar de hoofd.
Set over the reapers.
Die over de oogsters gezet.
At harvest time.
In oogsttijd.
That's the end of time seal.
Dat is het eind der tijden zegel.
So in the last generation.
Dus in de laatste generatie.
We are at the end of the world.
Zijn we het eind van de wereld.
And we see we are under the end of time seal.
En we zijn onder het eind der tijden zegel. Amen.
That's exactly according to the message.
Dat is precies over de komst van de boodschap.
So these things.
Dus deze dingen.
That is laying here.
Ligt hier.
It's happening.
En het geschiet. Amen.
That is not for the Baptists.
That is not for the Baptists.
That's not for the Catholics.
That is not for the Catholics.
That's not for the Protestants.
That is not for the Protestants.
That's for end-time people.
Who
is the chief servant?
The
set over the reapers.
Over the oosters set.
Who is the Boaz?
And is in Boaz.
Coming to that chief reaper.
Coming at deze hoofdoosters.
That's for that people.
That is not for.
In this time.
In deze tijd.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at Revelation 8:13.
Kijk naar Openbaring 8 vers 13.
Revelation chapter 8, verses 7 to 12,
7 to 12 Openbaring 8,
is the first four trumpets,
is de eerste twee de zuilen.
And verse 13,
verse 13
says, "And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, 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 three woes, to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet, of the three angels which are yet to sound."
En ik zag en ik hoorde een engel vliegen in het midden des hemels zeggen in mijn grote stem: Wee, 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 drie wees. Degene die op de aarde wonen, van de overige stemmen der bezuinen, de drie engelen die nog bezuinen zullen.
So notice here.
Merk op hier.
Three woes are connected to the last three trumpets.
Drie weeën zijn verbonden met de laatste drie trompetten.
The fifth, sixth and seventh trumpet.
Dus de vijfde, zesde en zevende bezuin.
Is connected to three woes.
Is verbonden met drie weeën.
World War One.
Wereldoorlog.
World War Two.
Wereldoorlog Twee.
World War Three.
Wereldoorlog Drie.
Two woes is already passed.
Twee zijn er al voorbij.
Under the first woe.
Onder de eerste wereldoorlog.
The prophet was 7 years old.
Was de profeet 7 jaar oud.
1916. A seven-year-old boy.
Was daar een kleine jongen.
Because World War One.
En wat de wereldoorlog
was. 1914 to 1918.
Was van 1914 tot 1918. Amen.
And in the year 1916.
En in het jaar 1916.
The angel appeared to him.
Van de engel des Heeren.
Said, "Do not drink.
Zij drink niet.
Or smoke.
Of rook niet.
Have a work. Don't defile your body.
Bevuil je lichaam niet.
Have a work for you to do when you get old."
Ik heb een werk voor je te doen wanneer je ouder wordt.
In the midst of the war.
In het midden van de oorlog.
Under the second war.
Onder de tweede week.
The angel appeared him after World War II.
Kwam de engel na de wereldoorlog.
When the Jews went back in the homeland.
Toen de Joden teruggingen in het thuisland.
And the six-point star, they flew over Palestine.
En de zespuntige ster van David waaide over Palestina.
It had not flown for the last 2500 years.
En het had nog niet gewaaid daar, of de vlag had niet gewaaid daar voor de laatste 2500
jaar. And in Isaiah chapter 21.
Isaiah, chapter 21,
is that end sign would be lifted up.
Is die manier die zou opgeheven worden.
You find in the message Feast of the Trumpets.
En je vindt het in de boodschap Feest der Bezuinen. Amen.
Because that's the oldest flag on the earth.
Want dat is de oudste vlag op aarde.
And when that is lifted up.
En wanneer dat omhoog wordt geheven.
That is an end time sign.
Dat is een eindtijd teken.
The fig tree is budding again.
Dat de vijgenboom opnieuw uitkomt. Amen.
That's the sign of the last generation.
Dat is het teken van de laatste generatie.
It's even at the doors.
En het is zelfs voor de deur.
Amen.
Amen.
And he went out as one man.
En hij ging daar als een man.
Luke 14.
Lucas 14.
It says a servant went out at supper time.
En daar ging een dienstkerk uit bij avondtijd bij maar.
To call the halt, the maimed, the lame and the blind.
Om de lammen, de blinden, de kreupelen en alle te roepen.
And the prophet says.
En de profeet zei.
He says, notice.
Merk op.
Not servants, servant singular.
Hij zegt niet dienstknechten, maar dienstknecht enkelvoud. Amen.
Not breakfast time or lunch time.
Geen ontbijttijd of lunchtijd.
Supper time.
Bij avondtijd.
He said that's evening time.
Dat is avondtijd.
One man at evening time.
Eén man in de avondtijd.
To call the halt, the maimed, the lame and the blind.
De mannen, de blinden, de kleuvelen en alles welkom dat te roepen.
He said, what's that?
Let daarop.
A healing revival.
Een genezingsopwekking.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was an invitation.
Het was een uitnodiging.
To come to a marriage supper.
Om naar een huwelijksmaal te komen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, so you see.
Dus zie nu,
there is to be a healing revival.
Er moet een genezingsdienst zijn.
That is to forerun the coming of the Lord.
Een genezingsopwekking moet vooraflopen aan de komst van de Heer. Amen.
You get in the message of marriage of the Lamb.
Je krijgt het daar in de boodschap het huwelijk van het Lam.
Wedding supper.
En daarbij bruiloftsmaal.
Message to the prophet preach.
Wat de boodschappen prediken.
Explaining this to us.
Hij verklaart dit aan ons.
So World War II, the Second War.
Dus Wereldoorlog 2, de Tweede Wereld.
The Jews is back in the homeland.
En de Joden terug in het thuisland.
Under World War I.
Onder Wereldoorlog 1.
They capture back the city of Jerusalem.
Hebben ze de stad Jeruzalem, hebben ze daar weer teruggenomen.
When General Allen Buell flying over it.
In de Tweede Wereldoorlog, ja.
And the Turks was there.
En de generaal Allenby was daar, de Turken waren daar.
And the general didn't want to bomb the city.
En de generaal wilde die stad niet bombarderen.
He said, it's a holy city.
Hij zei, het is een heilige stad.
He wired the king of England.
En kijk naar de koning van Engeland.
What shall I do?
Hij zegt, koning van Engeland.
King said, pray.
En de koning zei, dit.
And he flew back over.
En hij vloog terug.
And the Turks, the Muslims, they saw the planes.
En die Turken die zagen die vliegtuigen.
And they were answering, the allies are coming.
En ze zeiden, hey, daar komt de held, de geallieerden.
And they took the city without firing a shot.
En ze namen de stad in zonder een schot te vuren. Amen.
So this would happen under World War I.
Dus dat gebeurde onder Wereldoorlog 1.
Under World War II.
Onder Wereldoorlog 2.
The Jews rushed back in the homeland.
Werden de Joden teruggedreven in het
thuisland. God hardened the hearts of Hitler and them.
God verhardde de harten van Hitler en Mussolini.
They killed 6 million Jews.
En ze doden 6 miljoen doden.
Souls under the altar.
Joden doden ze daar. Ziel onder het altaar.
Malen en Chilean.
En daar lagen ze daar. Malen en Chilean.
Naomi's family.
Naomi's familie.
The numbers were being greatly reduced.
Zeer verminderd.
And Naomi coming back.
En nu komt Naomi terug.
One fourth of the people. One fourth.
Een vierde van de volk.
Amen.
Amen.
In type.
In type.
Amen. She's coming back. Three quarters of the family died.
Ze kwam terug. Drie kwart van de familie stierf.
She's coming back. A little group.
Maar ze komt terug. Een kleine groep.
Come back to the homeland.
Kom terug naar het thuisland.
And the angel comes again.
En de engel komt opnieuw.
But not to the little boy now.
Niet naar de kleine jongen nu. Amen.
He's grown to be a big man.
Hij is een volwassen geworden.
Hallelujah. This is the work now.
Dit is het werk nu.
It's time to go on the field.
Het is tijd om in het veld te gaan.
And so he goes on the field.
Dus hij gaat op het veld.
And the healing revival starts.
En de genezingsdienst opwekking starts.
And we'll tell the life story.
En hij vertelt zijn levensverhaal.
He begins to how the angel came and commissioned.
Voordat die engel naartoe kwam en hem een opdracht had.
He begins to show the sign.
Hij bracht hem die tekenen.
Oh man, Ruth has seen these things.
En Ruth ziet deze dingen.
She got attracted.
En ze werd aangetrokken.
She stays in that field.
En ze bleef in dat veld.
In 1963.
En dan 1963.
The angel comes again.
Van de engel opnieuw.
King Theophany.
Koning Theophany, amen.
Boaz himself.
Boaz himself.
In majesty.
In majesty.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you see him come in a cloud.
And when you see him coming in a walk.
Look up and lift up your head.
See
your redemption.
Amen.
Your redemption.
Your velocity.
It's right now. The kinsman redeemer.
The bloedverwant verlosser.
And Ruth.
And Ruth.
Saw the kinsman.
She
and Naomi had a kinsman.
Naomi had also
a mighty man of wealth. Hallelujah. From Bethlehem.
From Bethlehem.
And his name is Boaz.
And his name is Boaz.
In him is strength.
In him is kraft.
He is the one.
Hij is degene
to redeem her.
Om haar te
to redeem Ruth, Naomi.
Om Naomi te verlossen.
To redeem the lost inheritance.
Om de verlossen, erfdeel te verlossen.
All that was lost.
All was verloren.
He lifted them out of poverty.
Hij op uit die
he raised them back up.
Hij wekte hen terug op.
And placed them in an inheritance.
Plaatste hen in een erfdeel.
He marries Ruth.
Hij huwt Ruth.
All of this is happening.
And all gebeurt,
from the time this come and begin to unfold.
Van de tijd af dat het zo komt en ontvouwt.
And we come in the field as gleaners.
Wij komen in het veld als nalezers.
We were just hungry.
We waren gewoon hongerig.
We just want some spiritual food.
Wij willen wat geestelijk voedsel.
We just hear water baptism.
Wij hoorden over de water.
And serpent seed.
En slangenzaad.
And Godhead.
En Godheid.
And why am I against organized religion?
En waarom tegen de georganiseerde religie?
And why are we not the denomination?
En waarom we geen denominatie?
And hybrid religion.
En een vastaard.
And Jezebel religion.
En die Jezebel religie.
And we say, oh my. This is truth.
Dat is waar.
This is truth.
Dat is waar.
And we enjoy that.
En wij houden daarvan.
Glory.
Glory.
And then what happens?
En dan wat gebeurt daar?
We was interested in food.
Wij zijn geïnteresseerd in voedsel.
But he
maar hij
was interested in marriage.
Hij was gehuwd in een huwelijk.
Hallelujah!
Geïnteresseerd daarin.
And he looks at us.
En hij kijkt naar ons.
And he says, oh.
Hij zegt, hey.
For years I waited to see a people like that.
Ja, we hebben gewacht om een volk als dit te zien.
Amen.
Amen.
He set his eyes on us.
Hij zet zijn ogen op ons.
Glory.
Glory.
And something began to happen.
En iets begon te gebeuren.
Now watch something here now.
Nou let op iets hier nu.
Notice in the scripture we had read.
Let op in de scripture wat we gelezen hebben.
Ruth was saying, I'm a stranger.
Ruth zei, ik ben een vreemde.
Why are you taking note of me? Yeah.
Waarom heb je aandacht voor mij?
She said, look at me, don't I make a good, would I make a good wife for you? No, she's overawed by this presence. She never stood in that presence before. When Daniel came in that presence, he said, my comeliness is still in the corruption. He said, my comeliness is still in the corruption. Comeliness is like my beauty, my appearance.
Oh, my verschijning is gewoon tot bederf.
Isaiah said, woe is me.
Isaiah,
I'm undone.
Ik ben af, het is afgelopen.
When John came in that presence,
en toen Johannes in die tegenwoordigheid
kwam, he said, I fell as though I was dead.
Hij zegt, toen de Heer was dood.
When Peter came in that presence,
en toen Peter is in die tegenwoordigheid,
he said, Lord, depart from me, I'm a sinful man.
Heer, ga weg van mij, ik ben een zondevol man.
When Ruth came in that presence,
toen Ruth in die tegenwoordigheid
she fell on her face.
Ze viel op haar aangezicht.
He said, why hast thou taken note of me?
Waarom heb je aandacht voor mij?
Oh my.
Amen.
Is your, did your life match that?
Have you that gezien?
If you are rude, you have to match all these things.
Als je rude bent, moet je hiermee overeenstemmen.
Did you make the kind of decision that she made?
Heb je dezelfde soort beslissing gemaakt als zij maakte?
Clean cut decision.
Een zeer afgesneden.
Without reservation.
Zonder verhinderingen.
That's the kind of decision she made.
Dat was de beslissing die zij maakte.
Humbling herself.
Ze vernederde zichzelf.
Going out in the field.
Gaan uit in het veld.
To glean.
Om daar te lezen.
Do you come in the field in that attitude?
En ze komt daar in het veld daar.
How do you come?
Hoe kom je?
The attitude of approach will determine what results you get.
De houding die je neemt en de benadering, dat zal voortbrengen de zegen van de Heer.
All these things are in the life.
Al die dingen zijn daar in het leven.
So notice.
Merk op.
Fifth trumpet.
Vijfde bezuin.
I'm closing.
Ik sluit nu.
First woe.
Eerste wee.
Sixth trumpet.
Zesde bezuin.
Second woe.
Tweede wee. Amen.
Then Revelation 10.
Dan Openbaring 10.
Is notice in the Bible.
Let op in de Bijbel.
Your sixth trumpet.
Je zesde bezuin.
Is from verse 13 to verse 21.
Is van 13 tot 21.
Under your sixth trumpet.
Onder de zesde bezuin.
The second woe.
De tweede wee.
Look what it says here.
Kijk wat het zegt hier.
And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God.
En de zesde engel heeft me bezuind en ik hoorde de stem uit de vier horende schouder altaar dat voor God was.
Saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates.
Zeggen tot de zesde engel die de zuin had, ontbind de vier engelen die gebonden zijn bij de grote rivier de Euphrates.
Did you know Euphrates went through Babylon?
Amen. Weet u dat de Euphrates door Babylon ging?
Babylon is in the beginning of the Bible.
Babylon is beginnen van de Bijbel.
In the middle of the Bible.
In het midden van de Bijbel.
And the end of the Bible.
En het eind van de Bijbel.
Euphrates is one of the four rivers that started in Eden.
De Euphrates begon daar in Eden, de grote rivier.
It's in Genesis.
Het is in Genesis.
And it's in Revelation.
En het is in Openbaring.
So where, and Babylon was built on the river Euphrates.
En Babylon was gebouwd op de rivier Euphrates. Amen.
And where you see Babylon, you see Euphrates.
En waar je Babylon ziet, zie je Euphrates.
And the four angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year. For to slay the third part of men.
En de vier engelen zijn op wonden geworden, welke bereid waren tegen de uur en dag en maand en jaar, opdat zij het derde deel de mensen zouden doden.
And the number of the army of the horsemen was 200,000.
Het getal van de heiligers daaruit was 2 times 10,000.
And I heard the number of them.
En ik hoorde hun getal.
And thus I saw the horses in the vision.
En ik zag alzo de paarden in dit gezicht.
And them that sat on them.
En die daarop zaten.
Having breastplates of fire.
Hebben vurige en hemels. Yeah.
And of jacinth and brimstone.
En hemelsblauwe en zilververige borstwapen.
And the head of the horses were as the head of lions.
En de hoofden der paarden waren als hoofden van leeuwen.
And out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone.
En uit hun mond ging vuur en rook en zilver.
And by these three was the third part of men killed.
En bij deze drie werd een derde deel de mensen gedood.
By the fire.
Door het vuur.
And by the smoke.
Door de rook.
And by the brimstone.
En door het zilver.
Which issued out of their mouths.
Dat uit hun monden uitging.
The Jews, the population was about 18 million on the earth at that time.
There was ongeveer 18 miljoen Joden bij die tijd op de aarde.
And Hitler killed 6 million.
En Hitler doodde de 6 of 8 miljoen.
One third part of the men.
Een derde deel van de men.
And by three things they died.
En bij drie dingen stierven ze.
By fire. The ovens where they cremate them.
De ovens waar ze hun cremeerden.
By smoke.
Door rook.
The gas.
Dat gas.
That they gas them with.
Waar ze mee vergasten.
And brimstone.
En sulfur.
The sulfur. We get gunpowder from.
Waar ze dat geweer krijgen.
The bullets. That they kill them with.
Waar ze mee doden.
By this tree.
Bij deze drie.
They were killed.
Werden ze gedood.
Feast of the trumpets. Russian the Jews.
Bracht de Joden
back
terug,
to the homeland.
Terug naar hun thuisland.
Where they suffered persecution.
Waar ze vervolging ondergingen.
Where they died in the land of the Gentiles.
Waar ze stierven in het land van de heidenen.
Like Elimelech, Mahlon and Chilion.
Zoals Elimelech, Mahlon and Chilion.
Died in the land of the Gentiles.
Ze stierven in het land van de heidenen.
And after the sixth trumpet.
En na de zesde bezuin.
The second war.
De tweede wee.
They came back in the homeland.
Kwamen ze terug in hun thuisland.
But your seventh trumpet is Revelation 11, 15 to
19.
Revelation 11, which is 15 to 19.
Vers 15 tot 19.
And between the sixth and seventh trumpet is Revelation 10.
Is Openbaringen 10.
And Revelation 10,
Openbaringen 10
is the seventh seal.
Is het zevende zegel.
Revelation 10, 1,
en Openbaringen 10, 1,
that's Jesus.
Dat is Jezus. Amen.
That's Boaz.
Dat is Boaz.
That is coming.
Dat is zijn komst.
Revelation 10:7.
Openbaring 10:7.
That's the chief reaper.
Dat is de hoofdoogster.
And Revelation 10:8-11.
En Openbaring 10:8-11.
That's the bride.
Dat is de bruid.
So here there's three here.
Er zijn er drie hier.
And then verse chapter 11.
En dan hoofdstuk 11.
Is two prophets.
Zijn twee profeten.
That will call out 144,000.
Die de 144,000 eruit roepen. Amen.
Which go back to Israel.
Die terug gaan naar Israël.
Naomi. Under the sixth trumpet.
Onder de zesde bezuin.
She's rushed back in the homeland.
Ze is teruggebracht naar haar thuisland.
But she does not receive her message.
Maar ze ontvangt nog niet haar boodschap.
Until after Boaz marries Ruth and take her away.
Totdat Boaz Ruth huwt en haar wegneemt. Amen.
Then Revelation 11.
Dan Openbaringen.
After Revelation 10.
Na Openbaringen 10.
Amen.
And Revelation 10.
En Openbaringen 10.
There's three people there.
Er zijn drie mensen hier.
Boaz. The chief reaper.
De hoofdoogster.
And Ruth.
En Ruth.
Between.
Daartussen,
Naomi going back in the homeland.
Naomi die terug naar het huis.
Under the sixth trumpet.
Onder de zesde
the persecution of the Jews.
De vervolging van de Joden.
And send them back in the homeland.
En send them terug in het thuisland.
And Moses and Elijah coming.
En Moses en Elia die dan komen.
To reveal Christ.
Om Christus te openbaren.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Because it is that way. It is in Revelation.
Omdat het is op die wijze in openbaring.
This is the hour.
Deze uur.
It's happening.
Het gebeurt.
And in Ruth chapter 1, we took it last night. The focus was upon Naomi, who lost her family and was coming back. And the end of Ruth chapter 4, the focus was on Naomi, who received the baby. But between chapter 2 and 3, and the greater part of 4,
Deel van vier
is a mystery.
Is een geheimnis.
Of Boaz.
Of Boaz.
The chief servant.
Van de hoogste dienstknecht.
And Ruth.
En Ruth. Amen. Amen.
You understand?
Amen. Amen.
And 1946.
In 1946.
Chapter 1.
Hoofdstuk 1.
The Jews came back in the homeland.
Kwamen de Joden terug in het thuis.
Naomi returned.
En Naomi die keren terug.
At harvest time.
Bij oogsttijd.
Then Boaz coming to the chief servant.
Dan Boaz komt naar de hoofddienstknecht.
And Ruth sees the coming.
En Ruth ziet die komst. Amen. Hallelujah.
And from that coming of Boaz the chief reaper.
En vanaf dat moment van dat hij komt naar die hoogster.
Until Ruth is married.
Totdat Ruth gehuwd is.
And give birth to Boaz's seed.
En geboorte geeft aan het zaad van Boaz.
That mystery.
Dat geheim
is happening. From
1963
to this present
time. Amen. Amen.
So hopefully,
hopeful.
We're going to try to at least get some of it tomorrow. I thought that I'd get all that tonight. But I'm happy anyhow.
Amen.
Sometimes you want to cover everything.
Soms wil je alles in één keer helemaal nemen.
But you're such a fine people to preach to. Because God gives you such a fine servant. So you're familiar with these things. And just gifts are a little different.
Gaven zijn een beetje verschillend.
But your heart is open.
Amen.
And I thank you for receiving me. You know, you could go in a church and preach. The minister have no confidence in you. He just kind of permitted to preach. And the people have reservations. But when you know your servant give me liberty, and you see we have one spirit, it make it easy. Make it easy for me and make it easy for you. Because I'm just here to put my shoulder to the wheel with him. To encourage you.
Om u te bemoedigen.
Because I have real confidence.
Omdat ik vertrouwen heb.
In him as God's servant.
In hem als God's dienst.
The things God done in his life.
De dingen die God in zijn leven gedaan.
I glorify God for.
Ik verheerlijk daar God voor.
Today we were sitting and just hearing testimonies.
En vandaag zaten we daar en hoorde getuigenissen.
Of great mighty works.
Van grote machtige werken.
That God have used him in that way.
Hoe God hem gebruikt op
in a special way.
In een speciale manier.
I don't envy that. I don't envy that.
I
glorify God for that. That we have like one like that in the body. Amen. Praise his wonderful name.
So
it edifies the church. Amen. God has reapers. Plural. One chief servant who's gone off the sea. But many of the reapers and young men that draw the water. But I'm just drawing some water from the well which is by the gate. Hallelujah. That you can drink. Amen. So maybe I'll stand up.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. This is a great time.
This is a great time. Amen.
And may we look close at the scripture.
En mogen wij zeer goed in de schrift kijken.
See the time and season.
Om de tijd te zien.
Where the word is placed.
En waar het woord ons geplaatst heeft.
And look at our lives.
En kijk naar ons leven.
The substance with the shadow.
Het voorwerp en de schaduw.
They must dovetail together.
Zo moeten we elkaar overeenstemmen. Amen.
To prove that that's us.
Om dat aan ons te bewijzen.
So you want to look at it.
Dus je moet er naar kijken.
If I am Ruth.
Als ik Ruth ben.
Do I have the identification?
Heb ik die identificatie?
Do I see the qualifications?
Zie ik die kwalificatie daar?
I know it's happening now.
Ik weet dat het nu gebeurt.
It's been placed out in the time element.
Het is geplaatst in het tijdselement.
We know the junction we are at.
We weten daar in die overgangstijd waarin we zijn.
It's been made clear to us out of the Bible.
Het is duidelijk gemaakt aan ons door de Bijbel.
But then I must look at my life.
Dan moet ik ook kijken naar mijn leven.
I see Jesus matches Boaz.
Ik zie dat Jezus met Boaz.
I see the prophet matches the chief reaper.
En ik zie dat de profeet met de hoofdoogster overeenstemt.
I see the 144,000 will match Naomi.
En ik zie de 144,000 één met Naomi.
I must match Ruth.
En ik moet met Ruth over.
Amen.
Amen.
To prove that I cast that shadow.
Om te bewijzen dat ik die schaduw daar laat.
That's my name.
Dat is mijn naam.
That's the mystery of my life.
Dat is het geheimnis van mijn leven.
Be revealed.
Is geopenbaard.
Showing that this prophecy.
Tonen dat deze profetie.
It becoming history.
Wordt geschiedenis.
In my own life.
In mijn eigen leven.
Lord Jesus,
Heer Jezus,
as we take these things into deep consideration tonight,
als we deze dingen in diepe overweging nemen,
realizing, dear God, we cannot impersonate this.
Beseffende Heer, dat we dit niet kunnen nabootsen.
Only the elect will match that, Father.
Alleen de uitverkorenen zullen hierbij passen.
The word predestinated.
Het woord uitverkoren.
To the word written for this hour.
Voor het woord wat geschreven is voor dit uur.
And Lord, if that's us.
En Heer, als wij dat zijn,
then your Holy Spirit
uw Heilige Geest
will anoint us
zal ons zalven
to quicken these words and bring them to life.
Om deze woorden levend te maken voor ons.
To prove that it's been interpreted in us.
Om te bewijzen dat het ons wordt uitgelegd.
I pray tonight that your Holy Spirit,
dat uw Heilige Geest,
Lord, will make this so clear in every heart. Take away all fears.
Neem alle vrees weg.
Take away all doubts.
Neem alle twijfel weg.
Inspire faith.
Inspireer geloof.
That, dear God, we can see.
Dat, Heere God, wij kunnen zien.
Lord, after we have made that great decision.
Heere, nadat wij die grote beslissing gemaakt
hebben. After you directed our steps.
Nadat u onze voetstappen geleid hebt.
Into Boaz's field.
In Boaz's veld.
After we recognize the chief reaper.
Nadat wij de hoofdoogster herkend hebben.
The messenger of the age.
De boodschapper voor de tijd.
After we see the mystery.
Nadat wij de geheimenis van uw komst
this
gezien
great
hebben,
seal,
de grote zevende zegel,
after we see the position of Naomi,
de positie van Naomi zien,
after we see, dear God, the grape being ripe,
nadat wij gezien hebben dat het graan rijp geworden is,
Lord, we know we at the end.
Heer, weten wij dat we aan het eind zijn.
And tonight we take inventory.
En vanavond nemen wij daar voordeel van.
Of our lives.
In ons leven.
As we stand here in your presence.
We staan in uw tegenwoordigheid.
Knowing, dear God, if we lack anything.
Weten de Heer als we op één ding tekort komen.
You are more than able.
Dat u meer bij macht
bent. To meet that need in our
lives. In ons leven.
As Ruth came into Boaz's presence,
Boaz tegenwoordigheid kwam,
as she fell on her face,
ze viel op haar aangezicht,
she felt so humble,
ze viel zo nederig neer,
to be in the presence
om in die tegenwoordigheid
of one
zijn,
so mighty,
een zo machtig,
one so great,
een zo groot,
but you dealt with her kindness,
maar u handelde vriendelijk met haar.
She felt your love,
ze voelde liefde,
she felt your tender touch,
ze voelde uw liefelijke aanraking.
You invited her to your table,
u nodigde haar uit naar zijn tafel.
You commanded the reapers,
ze gebood daar de oogsters,
to minister blessings to her.
Om haar toe te dienen.
Extra handfuls.
Extra handenvol.
You took care of every need that she had.
U nam zorg voor elke nood die ze had.
You never reproach her.
Je hebt nooit beschaamd gezegd.
And tell her she was a Moabitess.
En ze zei dat ze een Moabiet was.
And that she was from a perverted race.
En ondanks dat ze van een verdorven ras was.
You didn't do no such thing, Lord.
Heb je deze dingen niet gedaan, Heer.
But you showed her with grace.
Maar u toonde haar overschaduw aan met genade.
She obtained mercy and favor.
Hij ontving genade en uw goedheid.
You put this in the Bible, Father.
U plaatste dat in de Bijbel, Vader.
Because you wanted to show.
Omdat u wilde tonen.
How you would reveal yourself.
Hoe dat u zichzelf openbaarde.
In the harvest time.
In de oogsttijd.
To that Gentile bride.
Deze heidenbruid.
That is to come into your economy.
Die zou komen in uw economie.
You have dealt so with us.
U hebt zo met ons gehandeld.
And we are grateful tonight.
We zijn er dankbaar voor vanavond.
You give us the parched corn.
U hebt ons daar dat koren gegeven.
You put us to sit around your table.
U hebt ons rondom uw tafel laten zitten.
We drink the water that it draw from the well.
Wat gedragen werd van die bron. Amen.
Lord, you give us the bread and the wine.
Heer, u hebt het brood en wijn aan ons gegeven.
Lord, we are happy tonight.
Heer, we zijn blij vanavond.
And then we begin to understand.
En dan beginnen wij te begrijpen.
You are a kinsman.
U bent een bloedverwant.
And we begin to know what a kinsman is.
En wij beginnen te begrijpen wat een bloedverwant is.
What a kinsman means.
Wat een bloedverwant betekent.
Oh God.
Oh Heer.
May you reveal it.
Mogen u het openbaren.
May you make it so clear.
Mogen we het zo duidelijk maken.
We pray, Lord.
Wij bidden, Heer.
That everyone here tonight.
Hier
would receive a blessing that would raise them up, that their eyes would become so anointed,
dat hun ogen zo gezalfd zullen worden,
to walk in a greater faith,
om te wandelen in een groter geloof,
having a greater realization,
om een groter besef te hebben.
Lord, that you,
Heer,
who have begun this work in them, is performing it,
en ook zal verleiden,
is going to bring it to completion,
zal tot volmaaktheid laten komen.
May you grant it tonight.
Mogen we toestaan vanavond.
We thank you for it, Father.
We danken u daarvoor, Vader.
We come in every one of your mighty hands.
Wij dragen alles op in uw machtige hand.
In the precious name.
In de dierbare naam.
Of Jesus Christ.
Van Heer Jezus Christus.
May you just have your way amongst us.
Mogen u weg onder ons hebben.
Amen.
Amen. Halleluja. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So God bless you. Tomorrow we'll continue a little bit. Amen. We don't just scratch a little bit. The real deep things is yet to come. Amen. So God bless you. Amen.
It's good. Amen. 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 Amen.
Oh. perceptie neerkomen. Als je die beseft dat hij het is die tot die bruid komt, dat je dan gewoon een kerk bent. Dat je een denominatie bent, want hij is het leven. Amen. Willen wij zeggen, ik leg een plot voor hem voor de machtige, en hij kwam.
Amen.
Hij is hier met die bruid, want in die bruid van een glorie. Het is het zevende zeven.
Halleluja.
Het is het geheimenis ontvouwen.
Thank you, Lord.
Mystery of God revealed.
Halleluja.
Hij is hier vandaag. Maar als je niet ziet, wat voor boodschap heb je dan? En wat voor boodschap bent u? Als je hem niet kan zien.
Amen.
Als uw ogen daar niet voor geopend zijn, wat gelooft u dan?
Amen.
Ben u armzalig Laodicea. Maar.
Amen.
Hij wonder dat de hele wereld aan het vechten is. Tegen die kleine bruid. En er is een bron geopend.
Amen.
Amen. Die zevende bron die geopend is, waar iedereen over aan het oorlog roepen.
Halleluja.
Hij is open. En wij drinken eruit. Amen.
Halleluja.
Als je hem kan zien, heb je een groot probleem. Maar wat een voorrecht als je hem kan zien. En u.
Halleluja.
En hem daar in die kamer zat, was voor hem een realiteit. En daar Billy Paul klopt op die deur. En dan hoorde de profeet zeggen. Vader, excuseer me dan maar.
Halleluja.
Er was iemand in die kamer. En diegene die in die kamer was daar, is hier met die bruid. Dat is de boodschap.
Amen. Halleluja.
Dat is de hele boodschap.
Halleluja.
De rest voelt ons alleen maar. Mogen die ons helpen.
Yes.
Om dat inzicht te hebben.
Halleluja.
Om de tegenwoordigheid van die bruidegom. Wat een
halleluja.
Halleluja. Blessed be his holy name. Dank onze broeder voor de boodschap die hij gegeven heeft vanavond. Dat hij door zijn woord tot ons kon spreken, de Heer. Met u. Laat het. We moeten het gewoon een beetje door laten werken in die maag. En zoals de koeien dat doen, herkauwen.
Amen.
En een koe heeft iets meer maag als wij.
Halleluja.
Maar wij hebben een geestelijke spijsvertering die sneller is bij een koe. Amen. Amen.
Halleluja.
Halleluja. Dus u moet zorgen dat u het morgen helemaal hebt herkauwd. Dus wanneer u komt, krijg je nieuw. Lessen in de regels. Halleluja. Amen.
Halleluja.
Dank u voor zijn goedheid en genade. En u blijft voor de boodschap af uw handen mogen gaan.
Halleluja.
Amen. Dit voor morgen.
Amen.
Dit voor geestelijke kracht en voor lichamelijke kracht. Van broeder Ben zegt, ik schreeuw naar longen eruit. Om het bij u te brengen. Hij zegt, ik wou dat ik het in uw harten kon brengen. En niet in uw oren.
Amen. Halleluja.
Dat is het doel vanavond. Om het in die harten te brengen.
Amen.
Oh, God vanzelf. Amen. Halleluja. Blessed be his holy name.
Thank you, Lord. Halleluja.
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 Praise his wonderful, glorious name. Aanbid hem een moment. En nu voor ons is de beweging bezig.
Halleluja.
De move is on.
Halleluja.
Stoppen. Die vuurpomp stopt niet. Die blijft doorgaan toen we weggaan.
Thank you, Lord. Halleluja.
Dat ons lichaam veranderd is. Door dit woord gaan we van kracht op kracht, van glorie tot glorie. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Halleluja.
Amen.
The move is on, my Lord. The move is on.
Where the seeds are flowing.